WOKE. Sports, sports, sports. Late reports in the world of sports.
Have you heard who won? What scores were made? How'd the game come up? We bring the scores to you on the WOKE Sports Scope.
First of all, in high school basketball last night, here's all the scores from the News and Courier.
First period scoreboard Friday night. High school basketball, Berthold and James Island, 87-61. Colby Garrett, 52-49. North Charleston, North Charleston, 71-69. Chicago, Boston, 67-47. Berkeley, Everstall, 82-73. C.A. Brown, over St. Andrews, 81-54. St. Stephen's, over Andrews, 59-42. Fortigat, over Hollyhill, 61-59. South Pacific, over St. John, 65-63. Middleton, over Beaufort, 64-51. Hannahan, over Fishamillion, 73-64. St. Pines, over Tulsa, 51-50. Girls game, Middleton, over Beaufort, 55-41. Garrett, over York, 42-30. Burke, over James Allen, 67-40. Chicago, over Bonsall, 71-48. North Charleston, over Tulsa, 86-63. St. Andrews, over Sea of Brown, 35-34. Wanda, over Beast Creek, 80-35. Fishamillion, over Hannahan,
In the NBA last night, Boston defeated Portland 111-93. It was Seattle 124, New York 117, and that's the Knicks there. Utah defeated Chicago 107-102. It was Houston 134, Washington 111, Denver 120, Milwaukee 111 also. Philadelphia defeated New Jersey 112-105. It was Golden State over San Diego 92-91, and Los Angeles over Atlanta 108-102. Well, there was no stopping the nation's top-ranked college basketball team last night. Unbeaten DePaul breezed to a 93-79 victory over Maine. All-America forward Mark Aguirre had his usual sensational game for the Blue Demons, scoring 31 points. Skip Dillard chipped in a career-high 21 for DePaul, which now has won 14 straight games this season and 15 consecutive victories going back to last season. Plenty of action tonight. Of course, second-ranked Ohio State meets Michigan. It'll be number 3 Syracuse against Old Dominion. Fourth-ranked Oregon faces Washington. Number 5 Duke meets NC State. And it'll be fifth-rated Louisville against Tulane. And, of course, that arch-rival clash there, Notre Dame and UCLA, also tonight.
The spot on your dial for the best in sports. WOKE.
WOKE. 26 minutes after 5, you're on Carolina in the Morning. Jerry Vale now, it's called Too Young.
This is an editorial. The holder of the historical distinction of becoming South Carolina's first consistent broadcast editorialist. Daily, weekly, monthly, and annually. And the first broadcaster in the nation in the history of AM, FM, or TV electronic journalism to editorially endorse the ticket of a national political party. Facilities of WOKE Radio are always available for responsible persons with conflicting opinions on controversial editorial subjects.
WOKE.
This is Peter Allen. Today it will again be our pleasure to bring you a Metropolitan Opera broadcast performance live over this station. The opera will be Verdi's Rigoletto. During the first intermission, Opera News on the Air, Boris Goldovsky will offer his musical and dramatic analysis of Rigoletto, and a panel of experts will be on hand in the second intermission for Texaco's Opera Quiz. So tune in today for the Metropolitan Opera broadcast of Giuseppe Verdi's Rigoletto, live over this station.
Right now, 22 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock on Carolina in the Morning, and that's official Tweety Girl time right here, while the Duke of Bologna is still hanging on to that crown with his 600ths of an inch of rain, because he's the only one to call us so far. Come on, wake up. Well, thank you, Friendly Rooster, for telling me that. I was just on the phone with a Sauerkraut King, and if you hadn't warned me, we might not have had any weather coming up. I might have just talked and talked forever. So I certainly thank you for reminding me. Oh, well, that's nice of you to say. You're welcome.
Wolf Radio has the weather on.
Let's see what we got for you. Okay, Friendly Rooster, now where'd you put my weather? Oh, there it is. Okay, well, thanks a lot. Why, if it wasn't for you, we'd never be on there. That's right. Mostly sunny today and tomorrow, with our high in the mid-60s both days. It'll be fair tonight, with our low around 40 degrees inland, near 50 along the coast. Our chance of rain is near zero today through Sunday and over Charleston Harbor. Winds are out of the north at 10 to 15 knots today and tonight. Northeasterly winds tomorrow at 10 to 15 knots once again. Our tides are running near normal, with the wave heights around a foot over exposed areas of the harbor, and our visibility unrestricted after some early morning fog. High tide at 9:03 this morning, a low tide at 3:19 this afternoon. But Clayton, here's a note for you. The moon rises at 8:40 this morning, so I don't think we're going to get to hear you sing, at least not Carolina and the Moon, Noah, or Carolina Moon, or whatever. I don't know the song. I don't sing it, Buck. Don't look at me that way. If I don't get his song right, he'll be mad. So Carolina Moon is what it is. Now, he might come in and sing something else, or maybe play for us on the kazoo, you think? I don't know. Well, the Duke of Bologna is wearing the rain gauge watcher's crown over in the Magnolia residential section west of the Ashley, with 600ths of an inch of rain and 45 degrees under foggy, starry skies. That's a double dose there, fog and stars. Sauerkraut King has 40 degrees. Now, that's the low temperature. But as you know, we only give out crowns for the low temperatures when there's no rain, and there's rain this morning, so you're out of luck with your 300ths of an inch of rain. That doesn't quite do it. Matter of fact, that's only half of what the Duke has. Now, I wonder if the Duke has been visiting Peach's fish pond. You think so?
Radar weather keeps you in the know on wonderful Wolf Radio, your weather eye. WOKE Charleston Radio, WOKE Charleston Radio, WOKE Charleston Radio.
No, I didn't forget, Friendly Rooster. I didn't forget. I was just going to wait and do it a little different this morning. That's the reason. Our current temperatures right now in Charleston under foggy skies, we want to give those to you. 42 degrees out at the airport, 50 degrees downtown. Winds are calm, barometer 30.22 inches, and relative humidity 100%. You happy now? This is Ronnie Millsap, and where did the, or rather, in no time at all. Not where did the good times go. We'll play that for you in a minute, though. 15 minutes before 6 o'clock, we have news coming up at 6. Also, Buck Layton has something special for you. We'll play that a little for you later this morning.
The moment that you smile, in no time at all,
WOKE.
A Taylor's listener planted some pecan trees 10 years ago, but they're stunted and have never bloomed. What's wrong? Well, we'll answer that question today on the Plant Professor program. I'm Bob Townsend, and with me today is Emory Jones of Clemson University's Department of Horticulture. Emory, what might be the matter with these 10-year-old pecan trees?
Well, in our heavy clay soils, again, the Piedmont area, some varieties just aren't very well adapted to this type of condition. One variety that's been sold quite a bit over the years in the upper part of the state has been the Mahan variety. It's one of the paper shell pecans, and it just doesn't perform very well in heavy clay soils. Another possibility of the problem here could be fertilization. The soil just might be too poor, and that might need to be fertilized heavier in order to get the type of growth that they desire here. So it'd be a good idea on a regular basis, every January or February, to fertilize these trees. And usually a rate of about 3 pounds per inch of trunk diameter is about the optimum rate to fertilize. Use 10-10-10 fertilizer.
Okay. Emory in Orangeburg, listener, says bugs destroyed their garden squash this fall. He wants to know how this can be prevented next year.
Well, there are actually two different insects that cause quite a bit of damage on squash in late in the season. If the fruit themselves, the squash themselves, are damaged, usually it's the pickle worm. And if a borer gets in the stem and kills the entire plant, usually this is the squash borer. Fortunately, one insecticide will control both of these problems, and this is the insecticide thiodine. It's very effective for squash borers and also for pickle worms. Usually on early planted squash, like the ones we'll be planting this spring, the borers and the pickle worms aren't too much of a problem. But as we get later on in the end of the season, we have more and more of a problem from these two insects, and we then need to use the insecticide to control them.
You've been listening to Emory Jones of the Clemson University Department of Horticulture. If you've got any questions about your vegetable gardens, trees and shrubs, your lawns or houseplants, write to us at The Plant Professor, Clemson University, Clemson, South Carolina, 29631. That's The Plant Professor, Clemson University, Clemson, South Carolina, 29631.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Today, January 19th, WOKE Radio, Wonderful Woke Radio, is celebrating its 34th anniversary. 34 years of serving the South Carolina Lowcountry from the port city of Charleston. From a small beginning in 1946, Woke Radio has grown into a powerful, influential voice for the American way of life, for local, state, and national sports, for complete news and weather coverage, for important public affairs programming, and for vital religious broadcasting in the greater Charleston community. Yes, from an insignificant beginning, January 19, 1946, WOKE today stands tall, a bulwark of strength against all un-American influences. Truly one of the South's great radio stations, Wonderful Woke Radio. The staff and management of WOKE thank you, our devoted loyal listeners dating back to 34 years, and to our long list of happy, satisfied advertisers who lend their financial support to the overall programming of Woke Radio.
Happy birthday!
Eight minutes before 6 o'clock on Carolina in the Morning News coming up.
WOKE.
A deal is about to be made. Listen.
You want to make a buck? If you're cleaned up.
Oh, could I use a buck?
How'd you like to play a prank on my wife? It's $100 in it for you, Gabby.
A joke on somebody else? That's a switcheroo.
You're on?
Why not? Tell me more.
Host Vincent Price presents an ironic tale of death in the jokes on Guess Who? Tonight's mystery drama on the Radio Theater. Listen here for Barney Phillips starting at 12.07 a.m. over Wonderful Woke Radio, your station for radio drama 6 nights a week.
Wonderful Woke Radio proudly presents one of the new sounds in town.
This is a brand new recording by Mr. Jim Reeves and his female singer on there with him, and it's called Oh, How I Miss You Tonight. We have news coming up and then Portals of Prayer for this morning.
Oh, how I miss you tonight.
How I miss you.
Are you looking for healing? Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. St. Matthew chapter 9 from verses 2 and 6. Several men of faith brought a paralytic man to Jesus. Everyone expected Jesus to heal him immediately. However, Jesus knew the sick man's deepest need and therefore said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." What a burden of sin and guilt was lifted from that man. In healing him, Jesus was true to his mission. For he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Today, too, any person's greatest need is forgiveness. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. How good it is that we can go to God through Christ to receive forgiveness. In his name, it is also our privilege, through word and sacrament, to say to penitent sinners, "Your sins are forgiven for the sake of Christ." When Jesus offered that forgiveness, there were those who accused him of blasphemy, saying, "Who can forgive sins but God only?" Thereupon Jesus showed that he was God when he said to the paralytic, "Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house." To the amazement of all, the man arose and walked home. Because Jesus is our great physician, we turn to him for healing when we are sick. In addition, like Jesus, we show the genuineness of our faith by works of Christian love. O Lord, help us to share your love with others. Amen.
You're listening to South Carolina's 13th oldest broadcast facility, WOKE, Charleston, 1340 on your radio dial.
News is next. It's 6 o'clock Tweety Girl time.
CBS News. A decision expected this weekend on a possible U.S. boycott of the Summer Olympics in Moscow. I'm Deborah Potter reporting on the CBS Radio Network. President Carter has been quoted as saying that he can't support American participation in the Games if they're held in the Soviet Union while the Red Army has troops in Afghanistan. But so far, he hasn't said what action he'll recommend to protest the Soviet invasion. He may suggest holding the Games in some other country or call for a pullout by American athletes. Officials of the U.S. Olympic Committee say the president has no right to order a boycott, but if he asks for it, they say it will be up to the athletes themselves to decide if they'll go along. In New York last night, ground workers for Pan American Airlines staged their own protest against the situation in Afghanistan. They refused to service a Soviet plane at Kennedy Airport, forcing Aeroflot supervisors to fill in. One of the passengers on the jet was the Soviet ambassador, Anatoly Dobrynin, returning to the United States after consultations in Moscow. His American counterpart, Thomas Watson, left for Moscow last night, and Secretary of State Vance says both trips are significant.
In times of high tension, such as one which faces us this time, it is very important that we have people in each of the capitals who can communicate with the highest officials in the government on both sides, and therefore I think it's important they're both back.
China protested the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan today, announcing that it will not resume talks on normalizing relations with Moscow. A second round of discussions was scheduled in Peking next month, but Chinese officials say it's been canceled. In their words, it would be inappropriate under the present circumstances. More news after this.
Maxwell House's coffee to relax with.
I have 35 children to take care of, and I'm not even married. I'm a school teacher, so when I get home in the evening, I really need to relax and have a good cup of coffee. Maxwell House coffee. I've tried other coffees, but I've learned one lesson. Maxwell House is coffee you can count on.
Good to the last drop, Maxwell House.
Premiering tonight, Robert Preston and Rosemary Harris star in The Chisholms. Share with them the last great American adventure as they face an untamed continent where danger surrounds them.
It's simple enough. Give him what he wants or get ready for a fight.
Hadley, I want to go home. First thing in the morning. I want to turn around and go home.
First thing in the morning, we're going west.
Who will survive? The Chisholms, a special two-hour premiere, tonight at 8, 7 Central on CBS Television.
The Republican National Committee is meeting in Washington today, and foreign policy is expected to be the major topic. Committee officials say that international affairs could be a good political issue for the Republican candidates this year. They've also discovered new support for the party's stand on domestic issues, and Robert Shackney has details.
According to a poll commissioned by the Republican National Committee, Republicans now win out over Democrats as the party considered the most capable of dealing with inflation, government spending, and high taxes. According to Republican National Chairman Bill Brock, the findings represent a complete reversal of public attitude since 1974.
It's the first time in your lifetime, I believe, it certainly is the first time in mine, that the Republican Party will go into the 1980 elections favored by the majority of the people of this country on economic issues.
The actual findings of the poll show a plurality but not a majority favoring the Republicans on the issues of inflation, spending, and taxes. On the issue of inflation, for example, Republicans win out over Democrats 33% to 25%, but 45% of the 1,500 persons sampled favored neither party. Robert Shackney, CBS News, Washington.
A bomb explosion in Rome outside a police station this morning. At least 17 officers injured. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. Now this.
And that's why we say, go out and buy a bunch today.
And that's your new TV commercial, Mr. Sloak, for Snacky Crackies with Raisin Pits.
How much did that actually cost me?
Cost?
Yes.
Well, we're still adding it all up here. 42,000.
Gee, TV is so expensive.
Not as long as there aren't any changes.
Did I mention there may soon be a worldwide shortage of Raisin Pits?
One TV version without Raisin Pits.
How much will that add to the...
3,000.
And we want to tell Health Nuts we make Snackies with Health Nuts.
279,000.
And we need a version that will talk to the financial community.
Put the singing mouse and the dancing bunny in a business suit for...
Let me add that one for you. 300.
If business conditions make it necessary, with radio you can afford to change commercials fast. If you want to really target consumer groups, it won't cost a fortune to make commercials that fit each audience. Put amazingly flexible radio to work as a primary medium. Radio, it's red hot. For the red hot facts, call this station or the Radio Advertising Bureau. They brought you this message.
Four black ministers from Houston are in Iran today, hoping to meet with Ayatollah Khomeini. The Reverend Gene Moore says they've gone to the holy city of Qom to suggest a plan for releasing the American hostages. He wouldn't give any details. But Moore says he believes that Khomeini will see the delegation because, in his words, we are spiritual leaders. I'm Deborah Potter, CBS News.
In the Atlantic Coast Conference, where anything can happen, there were a couple of upsets in Wednesday night's play, including Maryland's win over the Clemson Tigers 84-83. Greg Manning, the big winner for the Terps with 3 seconds left and a good 8-foot shot, iced the game for Maryland. The Tigers move from the ACC action to a regional contest on Wednesday night, January 23rd at 7:45, when the crosstown Furman Paladins meet the Tigers at Little John Coliseum. Listen for our next Clemson basketball game on Wednesday night, January 23rd. It's the Tigers against Furman.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Today, January 19th, WOKE Radio, Wonderful Wolf Radio, is celebrating its 34th anniversary. 34 years of serving the South Carolina Lowcountry from the port city of Charleston. From a small beginning in 1946, Wolf Radio has grown into a powerful, influential voice for the American way of life. For local, state, and national sports, for complete news and weather coverage, for important public affairs programming, and for vital religious broadcasting in the greater Charleston community. Yes, from an insignificant beginning, January 19th, 1946, WOKE today stands tall, a bulwark of strength against all un-American influences. Truly one of the South's great radio stations, Wonderful Woke Radio. The staff and management of WOKE thank you, our devoted loyal listeners dating back to 34 years, and to our long list of happy, satisfied advertisers who lend their financial support to the overall programming of Woke Radio.
Happy birthday!
That's Mary Welch and When It Was Good on Carolina in the Morning. Beautiful music right here, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. Why, I almost forgot all about you, Tweety. There you are. I don't know. She ran off about 10 minutes ago, and I hadn't seen her since. As soon as she got us into the news, she took off. Where'd you go, Tweety? Oh, you went to round up the rest. Oh, they're going to sing. Uh-oh. We better watch out.
Sportsman's Guide to the Great Outdoors.
Keeping exposed film dry while camping outdoors is a problem. Here's what you can do. Take a metal can, something like a 1 pound tobacco tin, and seal the lid with plastic tape. Or use inexpensive plastic bags, tying the ends with rubber bands. Because plastic bags can break, however, our personal choice is the tobacco tin.
The Sportsman's Guide to the Great Outdoors.
W-O-K-E.
Okay, Tweety. All right, y'all are ready to sing. Now, which one are you going to sing, Tweety? Oh, you want to sing the oldie there. Is that the one you want? All right, I got the sheet music here. You ready? Okay. Now, what's that? You want me to properly introduce it? Well, how can I do that? All right, if you say so.
another million-dollar record from the WOKE Goldust Library.
That's what Tweety said to play. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Tweety. Start them off.
I'm Jack Buck for CBS Radio Sports. Come along and join Hank Stram, Brent Musburger, Dick Stockton, and me in Pasadena this Sunday for the Super Bowl. Complete CBS Radio Sports coverage on this station. I'll call the plays. Hank will take care of the color and analysis. Brent Musburger fills you in at halftime, and Dick Stockton reports from the locker room. Listen here for Super Bowl 14 with CBS Radio Sports this Sunday right here.
Have you ever asked yourself what really happens if you die without a valid will? Well, the court, in effect, writes your will for you. If you have minor children, the court decides which relatives will raise your children. Checking, savings accounts, safety deposit boxes are often frozen for years when no will is left. Automobiles, titles, bonds, stocks, property, all tied up. Not making a will is neglectful. Now, listen to this.
WOKE Radio is offering a will form so that you can make your own will. The cost of the legal will form is just $2 per copy. It is written in everyday legal English, self-explanatory instructions, general information included. If you don't believe this offer is the finest bargain you have ever received, return the forms for an immediate refund.
Now go get a pen, and after this musical selection, I'm going to tell you where to send your money.
WOKE Radio has will forms for men and women, single or with spouse deceased, or for married men or women. Where both the husband and the wife own property and wish to make each other the recipient of their individual estates, WOKE Radio will send a set of two will forms for only $4. For man or woman, single or with spouse deceased, or where only one of the married couples desires to make a will, the cost for one copy is only $2.
Be sure your order specifies which type of will form or forms you need and state whether for male or female. Mail cash, check, or money order to Wills.
Post Office Box 30547, Charleston, South Carolina, zip code 29407. That's Post Office Box 30547, Charleston, South Carolina, zip code 29407.
Order today. Send cash, check, or money order to Wills. Your order will be filled the same day it is received.
Well, there he is, the Friendly Rooster. And what time is it, Friendly Rooster?
Wolf Radio.
Even ask. This edition of the Radar Weather Eye is brought to you by Garvin Sewer and Septic Tank Service of Charleston. We'll be checking our South Carolina weather summary along with a recap of the national forecast right after this.
Don't fuss, call us, says Garvin Sewer and Septic Tank Service of Charleston. Call 556-1662 for 24-hour service at no extra charge for nights, weekdays, weekends, and holidays, locally owned and operated by Marion Garvin. This is Buck Clayton reminding you to call Garbins if the years of use has taken its toll on your home's plumbing. They're experts in sewer lines and septic tank maintenance and plumbing repairs. Don't fuss. Call us. Garvin Sewer and Septic Tank Service of Charleston. 556-1662.
In case you missed that National Weather Service forecast earlier, we'll give that to you again. Rain will extend today from the western Gulf of Mexico coastal region into the mid-Mississippi Valley and Oklahoma. Rain will change to freezing rain and then to snow in parts of northern Oklahoma and the middle Mississippi Valley. Snow will also be spread from the central and southern Rocky Mountains across the central plains into portions of the upper Mississippi Valley. Light rain or snow are likely in northern and central New England, and temperatures will be mostly seasonable for this time of year. Now, except for some patches of dense fog over the Midlands, this morning skies were clear across South Carolina. Motorists were advised to drive cautiously in the middle portions of the state until the fog dissipates shortly after sunrise. Temperatures shortly before sunrise were in the upper 30s and 40s at this time, with generally light and variable winds over the state. Looking around our state at this hour, Columbia has, all of our stations have clear skies. 35 degrees at Columbia, Greer has 37, it's 37 in Anderson, 43 in Florence, Augusta has 38 degrees, Asheville 40 degrees, down in Savannah it's 50 degrees, Atlanta has 42 degrees at this hour, and it's 45 up in Myrtle Beach. Now, rain ended over the state yesterday, but enough precipitation occurred to leave us some flooding along sections of the Broad, Saluda, Congaree, and PD rivers. Our recreational weather outlook will be excellent today and tomorrow. The forecast calls for mostly sunny skies and mild weather today, with our daytime highs in the 60s for the most part. On our beaches, the weather will be mostly sunny and mild today and Sunday. Seawater temperatures around the 50-degree mark for the third day in a row. Now, we'll be checking our local weather for you in just a moment.
Not only does Garvin Sewer and Septic Tank Service offer 24-hour service to the Tri-County area, but they do not charge extra for service calls at nights, on Sundays, or holidays. Don't fuss, call us. Garvin Sewer and Septic Tank Service, 556-1662, locally owned and operated by Marion Garvin. Free estimates on sewer line and septic tank cleaning. Have Garvin's pump out waste oil and liquids for residential and commercial facilities. And don't forget the senior citizen discounts are honored. Don't fuss, call us. Garvin Sewer and Septic Tank Service of Charleston, 556-1662.
Mostly sunny today and Sunday with our highs in the mid-60s both days. It'll be fair tonight with our low around 40 inland and near 50 on the coast. Chance of rain near zero today, tonight, and Sunday. And winds over Charleston Harbor out of the north at 10 to 15 knots today and tonight. Northeast at 10 to 15 knots on Sunday. Wave heights around a foot over exposed areas of the harbor and our visibility unrestricted after some early morning fog. We have a high tide coming up at 9:03 this morning, a low tide at 3:19 this afternoon, and right now in Charleston, under foggy skies, it's 41 degrees out at the airport, 49 downtown. Winds are out of the northwest at 5, barometer 30.24 inches, and relative humidity 100%. Well, the rain gauge watchers of the morning menagerie are sleeping it in this morning, it seems. Duke of Bologna is wearing the crown, and when it comes around 6:25 and the Duke still has the crown on, you know it's a Saturday and the rest of them are sleeping. 0.6 inch for the Duke in the Magnolia residential section west of the Ashley. 45 degrees, fog, and stars out today. Sauerkraut King over on James Island across the Wapoo Creek had 0.3 inch of rain and 40 degrees at this hour.
WOKE Charleston Radio.
This edition of the Radar Weather Eye brought to you as a public service by Garvin Sewer and Septic Tank Service of Charleston, offering those very special senior citizens discounts. Percy Faith in the orchestra. This is the love theme from Airport. Buck Clayton has something special for us after this.
WOKE.
28 and a half minutes after 6 o'clock, and that's official Tweety Girl time on Carolina in the Morning. All right, Buck Clayton, he's been after me all morning, so go ahead, tell us what you got there.
Cousin Johnny, Buck Clayton would like to know the secret of your name success.
My name?
In an annual reader rating of the most popular names of 1979, your name, John, was included in the top 10, but poor old Buck's name didn't even make it. But we should issue a note of caution. James and Elizabeth had better take note that they may be edged out by Nicholas and Caroline. And Sarah is definitely on the upswing.
Hmm.
The London Times published its annual reader ratings of the most popular names of 1979, a tabulation based in true Times fashion on how often the names appeared in the Times birth columns last year. For the last 11 years, it's been compiled by Mrs. Margaret Brown, who works in the Medieval Studies Department at York University. She reports in her annual letter to the editor that the fact the Times was closed for most of last year did not affect the trends for names, since the same 10 boys' names headed the list in 1978. For the 16th straight year, James finished at the top of the sweepstakes for boys, followed by Edward, also second in 1978, and Thomas, which moved up to a strong third from fifth place last year. But the real dark horse was Nicholas, which jumped from 10th to 4th place. On the female side, Elizabeth held strong at the top of the list for the 4th straight year. She was followed by Sarah, up from 6th place, and Jane, holding steady in 3rd place for the 2nd year. Caroline joined Nicholas as the wave of the future, leaping from 14th place in 1978 to 6th place last year, and Anna was hot on her heels, skipping from 22nd place to 10th place in a year. The most serious drop appeared to be Louise, down from 2nd place in 1978 to 8th place last year. The other top 10 finishers were for boys, John, Alexander, William, Charles, David, and Richard. And for girls, it was Victoria, Mary, Claire, and Helen. Okay now, Cousin Johnny, why don't you tell us the secret of your name success?
I guess I'm just a very common person. My sister's named Elizabeth, too, by the way. Anyway, Buck Clayton, while you're in here, why don't you tell us about this?
Is the transmission of your car or truck leaking, slipping, growling, or jerking? Then listen to this.
Mr. Transmission will put in condition the worst transmissions in town.
At Mr. Transmission, two locations south of Charleston and in Somerville, they offer their transmission tune-up service, which includes an oil change, cleaning or replacing the filters, or adjusting the linkage or bands, cleaning the pan, and adding a new pan gasket, all of this for only $19.95. This is Buck Clayton, reminding you that Mr. Transmission offers a free road test and a diagnostic inspection of the condition of the transmission in your vehicle. If your car's transmission needs rebuilding, Mr. Transmission will do it and give you a 12 months or 12,000 miles conditional warranty. Mr. Transmission's policy is customer satisfaction, and their warranty on parts and labor is nationwide. And here's a very important fact, which is for your protection. Before any work is done on your car's transmission, the factory-trained personnel at Mr. Transmission will let you know the complete price of the service job.